President Biden hosted a group of governors today at the White House. One major topic of discussion, how to confront the next stage of the pandemic. Here's Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, a Republican.
We need the CDC to help us to have the right standards to end this pandemic and move to a more endemic status. And so that's an important element that we, as governors, in a bipartisan way, hope that the CDC can be helpful to define that more clearly. We want to go from today to more normal.
New Jersey's Democratic Governor Phil Murphy echoed that sentiment yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press.
We're not going to manage this to zero. We have to learn how to live with this. Please, God, there's not another significant wave. Every time you think you got this thing figured out, it humbles you.
Biden's meeting with the National Governors Association comes as COVID-19 cases are down 38% over the past 2 weeks. But hospitals are still stretched thin and deaths are high. About 2,300 people are dying every day. Scientists are watching a new subvariant of the Omicron variant making the rounds. Let's bring in Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of Brown University's School of Public Health. Dr. Jha, one of the issues governors are talking about with the president is, given that the numbers are looking better, how should national, state, and local leaders be thinking about COVID restrictions?
So, Lisa, thank you for having me back. Yeah, numbers are getting better, and that's good news. And as they continue to come down, and particularly as stress on hospitals abate, I think we should absolutely be thinking about lifting restrictions, thinking about which restrictions really need to remain. I think they're probably fewer and fewer over time. And things like mask mandates, curbs on large gatherings, I think it's pretty reasonable to pull them back because, A, infection numbers are going to be lower, and B, if not now, when? And I think we really need to start coming up with a strategy where we can pull back when the surges end and then put them back in if we see another surge.
Some people would wonder if it's going to be really hard to go backward then and put the restrictions back in if there is another surge. But I wonder if part of the message that you're hearing from governors is that we need to learn how to live with COVID-19. But I wonder if that some of that is just wishful thinking.
No, well, I do think we need to learn to live with it. But that has become a code for we need to act like COVID doesn't exist. That we can't do. Like, COVID exists. It's going to be with us for a long time, if not forever. We have to just manage it. And therefore, really, I think this issue of, you know, we should just get rid of all restrictions and go back to normal. Well, at the end of the day, that's going to be driven by the virus. And if the virus spreads too quickly, and if we see filling up of hospitals, absolutely, certain kinds of restrictions, like maybe, again, you know, limiting how many people gather indoors or putting mask mandates into high risk into places, that may need to go back. And I think communication is the key here. The long term management of this virus is going to require us to be able to pull on and pull off certain types of activities.
So when there's some nuance, though, in the message, how does the CDC, for instance, help with the messaging?
Yeah, the first and foremost is CDC really should stick with kind of starting with where is the science? What's the data telling us? And the data is telling us that during surges, certain types of curtailment of certain types of activities is helpful, right? So CDC should come out and talk about that. The CDC should also, I think, provide guidance for when is it reasonable to pull back on restrictions? What are the metrics we're going to look at? Probably not infections, but probably more on along the lines of hospitalizations and deaths should drive some of that decision-making. What are the thresholds? What are the trends? That's the kind of guidance we need from the CDC to help policymakers make better decisions.
Are you saying also that the policymakers and the average American has to get used to the idea that things will change with other variants, with, as you say, the numbers of deaths and infections?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of folks out there who sort of hope and think that maybe Omicron is the last variant. And I think a lot of us thought of that maybe with Delta. And what I think we all need to get into the mindset of is it's very hard to predict what's going to happen with this virus in the future. It's very hard to predict whether we're going to get more variants or not. We obviously all hope we do not. But instead of being in the prediction business, we should get into the preparation business. We should assume there'll be other variants and figure out what do we need to do to manage those variants in a way that doesn't disrupt schools, doesn't disrupt our lives, doesn't fill up our hospitals. We now have all the tools needed to do that. I'd much rather us get into that mindset of let's get ready, let's prepare, let's manage, as opposed to trying to predict what's going to happen next.
And speaking of new variants, what about this new version of the Omicron variant going around? What do you know about that?
Yeah, so this is BA2. This is a sub-variant. And largely, I'm not particularly worried. It's not going to create a new surge. What we see, and it's really quite impressive, is that it's even more contagious than its original cousin, BA1. That was the one that really caused the big surge in the U.S. What it may do in the U.S. is it may flatten or sort of slow the descent. So infection numbers are declining pretty quickly. We all hope that it'll go back to kind of pre-Omicron levels immediately or very, very soon. It may slow that down by a week or two. Vaccines still look like working just great against this subvariant. It does not look any more severe than the original cousin. This is not a dramatically different virus, but it does look a little more contagious, and therefore we just have to watch it more carefully.
Good to talk to you as always, Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of Brown University's School of Public Health. Thank you.
Thank you.